City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Last night, terrible scenes in Nice. A terrorist drove a truck through crowds celebrating Bastille Day on Thursday night, killing at least 84 people, so many others injured. Some of the dead were children. Eyewitnesses described the driver swerving from side to side to kill as many people as possible as he drove for possibly 2 kilometres. One witness said the driver produced a gun before being shot. And of course, France has been in a state of emergency since the attacks last year, in which more than 148 people were killed. Let's catch up now with Professor David Lowe, a terrorism expert from John Moores University. Morning to you, Professor.
Morning. Just call me David.
David, thoughts, reactions to what we've seen?
Obviously, you know, it doesn't matter how often you're been involved in these incidents. It's still horrific when you look at the numbers. People going out to celebrate a happy occasion and an incident like this happens. But looking at it, it's got some hallmarks that you can link to the group Islamic State, another soft target. It fits in with what Alan Dhani, who's a senior Islamic State figure, said 2 years ago about carrying out attacks in Europe, Canada, the US, and Australia. You know, where he said use a knife, use a rock, and one of them was use a vehicle and drive it into a crowd. Whether it's part of a cell, if it is, it would be a small cell, I would reckon. But the other question is this someone who's been inspired by what they've seen online and heard from groups from the extreme Islamist narrative? So there's a few things to investigate into this yet.
It's a very different sort of attack than the Charlie Hebdo massacre we saw, or the Bataclan attacks. It's extremely sort of different and almost impossible to predict this sort of thing.
Well, it is. I mean, you look at some of these groups and after each incident, just like the security service and the police will debrief, they will do a very similar activity. One thing they're very conscious of is minimising electronic communications. They know they can be picked up more easily. Trying to disguise what we call tradecraft, where they try and disguise their movements and try and throw the police and the security services off their scent for their travel. But, you know, they have used vehicles before. Not perhaps, we haven't seen it so much in Europe, but we've seen it in areas like the Middle East. And also, I mean, the reports are saying that there was firearms and a grenade that this individual had. So you could see there's even more carnage was planned. But they have carried out similar attacks in other countries around the world.
David, why is it France that has bore the brunt of so much in the past year and a half?
Well, there's a number of factors of more recent times. Obviously, France is involved in the airstrikes in Syria and Iraq. Also, it has a very large Muslim population, and there will be one or two individuals in there who will feel disaffected with French society or just Western society in general, because a lot of its former colonies were Arabic colonies. Also, France has, number-wise, had the highest number of its own citizens going over to the likes of Syria as foreign fighters with Islamic State. And there's always been a connection there with France and with the UK as well, post-First World War, after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. With the US, it was those three countries that created, if you like, the nation states that we see today. But groups like Islamic State don't recognise that. They see this as against, it's anti-Muslim. So France has always been a major target.
Well, President Hollande has extended the period of emergency for another 3 months, the highest state of alert. But further than that, how on earth does the president deal with this situation?
Well, it just shows you how difficult it is to try and to stop it. I mean, the state of emergency gives the security services and the French police wider powers of search, stopping people, and wider powers of arrest for certain offences. So that's why they've kept it in. But also, you sort of look at this incident, it goes back to that narrative that we have from the provisionals during the Irish Troubles, from the 84 Brighton bomb. State's got to be lucky 100% of the time. The terrorists got to be lucky once. Unfortunately, they were lucky last night.
Is there any premise for this? So we spoke about what a different sort of attack it is. Is there anything we've seen which has a similarity to this? Because, again, you know, touching on that point, it seems a rather sort of different method being used by the terrorists here.
Yes, as I said, European-wise, but we've seen it in Lebanon, and there've been quite a few like this in Iraq. And normally we've seen it where they've also had like the small arms and grenades, and of course the individual then dies in at the end with any shootout with the police and security services. So it's not unusual globally, but it's been unusual for us here in Europe because it's the first time that we've seen this on this scale.
Thousands of holidaymakers down there already in the south of France. There'll be thousands more heading off here from the northwest of England, especially with links via Manchester Airport, Liverpool, John Lennon Airport. What would be the advice? How would you look at this situation for those people planning to travel there?
Well, I've got plans to travel very shortly. It's very close to France, and it's not just France that's going to be a target. Perhaps I'm a bit stubborn, but I'm even more determined to go and enjoy my holiday, to be quite honest. But it is that thing of just having a little bit more vigilance, perhaps. I don't want to sound like that poster, keep calm and carry on, but there's a little bit of that in me that says, if we stop doing what we normally do, we start changing plans, we change travel, we change our lifestyle, then the terrorists are winning. And that's an important thing. We have to stand and be resolute and carry on. The chances of it happening are still remote. I know there's been three incidents, but it's been three incidents in 18 months at a very much of a peak time. You've got Islamic State, who's on the back foot in their territory, and now this is what they're doing, fighting back. The security service will be working even harder to keep us safe.
David, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Professor David Lowe there from John Moores University, terrorism expert.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.